Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to the radio broadcast of our Get Lit with All of It book club event. This month we read My Dark Vanessa by Kate Elizabeth Russell, and our audience had a lot of thoughts and questions about this novel, so we posed some of those questions to Kate. Now, if you're just tuning in, this segment and the one following deal with sexual assault and the sexual abuse of minors. If at any time you need support, please call the National Sexual Assault Hotline. That number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. I started by asking Kate a question from an audience member who wanted to know, quote, do you think Strain's relationships with other girls were different than his relationship with Vanessa?
I do, but I am very biased for, because I wrote this in such a close first person with Vanessa's perspective, it's really difficult for me to separate myself from her. And so because I think, regardless of how much healing Vanessa goes through, I think she still is going to sort of cling to that idea that things were different.
It's interesting. We're getting questions about Vanessa's parents. And it's interesting because we actually put a poll up on Instagram. Why does Vanessa's mother keep the abuse a secret? And one reader said because she doesn't want to face the fact that her daughter was abused. Another said it was a combination of her feelings, like she failed as a mother and her shame of Vanessa's actions. And then we had someone else who just wrote in asking about Vanessa's father, which I think is interesting. I didn't really see a lot of Vanessa's relationship with her father. Most people think that younger women seek their fathers when they have relationships with older men. Was there something that I missed?
Those are good questions. In regards to Vanessa's father, I don't know. I mean, with her parents overall, I wanted her relationship with her parents to be somewhat unremarkable, like not super close, not, you know, like idyllic, but also not terrible. Like her parents aren't obviously abusive or neglectful, at least in my eyes. And Vanessa is, I think, in a lot of ways, a typical like 15-year-old that's like, you know, leave me alone. I'm over you. I don't want to hang out with you, or some, you know, typical sort of teenage relationship with her parents. Because I didn't want the reader to have an easy thing to point to and be like, aha, that's why Vanessa is so vulnerable. This is why Strain was able to prey on her so easily. And so by having her relationship with her parents be sort of middle of the road, I thought it would be a way for readers to, I don't know, be forced to reckon with it, or to stop and pause at least and be like, okay, is there something, you know, weird with the relationship with her mother or with her father, or is this totally fine? Whereas if I had made it either extreme, it would have given the reader an easy way out.
I'm going to try to slide in a couple more questions. This is from Catherine. You take your time with every moment. You rush nothing, agonizingly, in caps. So was this deliberate? It was like watching a car crash in slow motion.
Yeah, it was deliberate. I really like to take my time in scenes as a writer. I always think of Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin as sort of one of my the examples I have in my mind when I'm writing of like how to write a scene and just to take your time in it and sort of languish in it. And I feel like I do that no matter what I'm writing about. But when you're writing about sexual abuse, I guess it can get a little agonizing to take your time to that extent.
And I have two more quick questions. The timing of the book is extraordinary. Its release right around the time of the Weinstein decision, right after this tremendous Me Too wave. What impact did that have at all? I mean, you work on the book for so long, and then there's this just crash of news and information and feelings that people don't know what to do with. Just as you're finishing your book, what impact did that have on you?
Yeah, it was surreal. It was overwhelming because I always feel like I have to explain the timing a little bit. So I was in my PhD program from 2013 to 2018, and I was set to defend my dissertation in spring 2018. And so to do that, I had to turn in a complete draft of the novel in like January 2018. So anyway, what I'm saying is in October 2017, when the stories about Harvey Weinstein first broke and Me Too really started, I was in the home stretch of writing the novel. And I already had a present day plot line of another student coming forward. And in it was set in 2015, this present day plot line at that point of coming another student coming forward and accusing Strain of abuse. And so that was written, that was in there. And then Me Too started happening, and it was the, you know, the parallel was obvious, but at the same time, I didn't really know what to do, what to make of it, what to do with it, because Me Too at first, it wasn't clear if it was just about celebrity or just about people in media and female, you know, fame, and that's not what my book was about at all. So it took me a few months to really reckon with it and to figure out what to do, and it felt like a risk, you know, deciding to sort of address it head on. But I chose to believe in the book that I'd written and that I had something meaningful to contribute. And so I, moved that present day plotline to 2017, opened up the context in which the other student comes forward, made a movement happening in the background. And then suddenly I had a Me Too book, which wasn't anything that I ever envisioned for myself to have a timely novel after working on it for so long. But
for those of you who don't know, Kate has this great playlist that she put together with songs that are important to her and important to the development of the novel. And one of them is by Amy Mann, who we'll hear from later on. Will you explain to folks watching and listening why Save Me from Amy Mann was so important to you and to your creating this book?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like Save Me is one of the songs that is like, I can't really think back on 1999, 2000 without thinking about like the Magnolia soundtrack that song is from, and just her music in general. But the lyrics, especially in the first verse of "you look like the perfect fit for a girl in need of a tourniquet," it just makes me think, see so clearly like Vanessa in those early scenes at boarding school in the classroom, and just being so wide open and vulnerable and wanting to be seen and wanting even to be saved. And then I think it's in the second verse, there's a lyric, because I can tell, you know what it's like. And that lyric always actually reminds me of Strain and imagining him looking at her and sort of projecting his own, you know, like delusions or fantasies onto her. And like, oh, she's dark like me. She's the same as me. So that's always been such an important song in sort of thinking about the beginning of their relationship.
That was my conversation with author Kate Elizabeth Russell about My Dark Vanessa.